Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been thinking about something really important, and I wanted to share it with you. Maybe your child is in first or second grade, and you've noticed they're reading at what the school calls minimum level. Maybe they can decode the words, but they don't seem excited about books. Maybe they'd rather do almost anything else than read. And maybe, just maybe, you're feeling a little worried about this. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me, because what I'm about to share might just change everything. Your child isn't behind. Your child isn't broken. Your child isn't lacking something essential. What your child is doing is showing you something really important about how they learn best and about what reading actually means. Here's what the magic book taught me and what researchers have discovered. When children ages 6 and 7 read at minimum levels and show limited interest in literature, they're experiencing something completely normal. It's a developmental variation that responds beautifully to supportive, interest-based approaches. Let me share something fascinating. A comprehensive research study published just last year in Educational Psychology Review looked at thousands of children and found something wonderful. Interventions that foster reading motivation through intrinsic strategies, things like honoring children's interests, providing autonomy in book selection, and building competence through achievable challenges, these produce significant positive effects on both motivation and comprehension for elementary students. Think about that for a moment. When we honor what children are naturally curious about, when we let them choose books that spark their wonder, when we celebrate their questions and discoveries, they don't just become better readers. They become readers who love reading. The National Association for the Education of Young Children, which is a really respected organization, emphasizes something beautiful. Children's motivation to learn increases dramatically when learning environments foster their sense of belonging, purpose, and agency. That word, agency, it means giving children real choices, real power over their own learning journey. Here's what this means for your child. Right now, they might be reading at minimum level because reading hasn't connected to their natural curiosity yet. Maybe the books they're being asked to read don't match their interests. Maybe they're feeling pressure to perform, and that pressure is actually extinguishing their natural love of stories. Research shows us something really important. Children taught through connection to existing knowledge and reflection on understanding outperform those taught through memorization by more than a year. More than a year, that's huge. So what does this look like in real life? Instead of drilling sight words or pushing through reading levels, we follow their curiosity. If your child loves dinosaurs, we find books about dinosaurs. If they love space, we explore the cosmos together. If they love silly jokes, we celebrate books that make them laugh. And here's the magical part. When children discover that books can answer their questions, can take them on adventures, can help them understand their world, reading transforms from a chore into a treasure hunt. The magic book showed me a story that captures this beautifully. It's called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering an archive where old photographs giggle when asked the right questions. Each question they ask unlocks more magical mysteries. This story is perfect for your child because it celebrates something essential. Curiosity itself is valuable and rewarding. When Lucas and Ella discover that asking questions opens up whole worlds of wonder, children learn that their natural curiosity, their desire to know and understand, that's not just okay, it's wonderful. After you read this story together, try something with me. Ask your child what questions they have about anything. Not about the book, but about their world. What do they wonder about? What makes them curious? Show them that their questions matter more than their reading level. Because here's the truth that educational experts want you to know. Too many schools are producing non-readers at alarming rates through overly rigid reading programs. When we focus only on levels and performance, when we use pressure and external control, we can actually extinguish natural curiosity about books. But when we create joyful reading experiences, when we honor developmental readiness, when we connect to genuine interests, children flourish. They don't just learn to read, they become readers. Let me share some practical ways you can support your child right now. First, follow their interests with absolute devotion. If they're obsessed with trucks, find books about trucks. If they love animals, explore animal stories together. If they're fascinated by how things work, discover books that explain the world. Second, read aloud to them every single day, even though they're learning to read themselves. Choose books that are above their reading level but match their interest level. This builds vocabulary, comprehension, and most importantly, it shows them that books hold treasures worth discovering. Third, let them see you reading for pleasure. Talk about what you're reading. Share your excitement about books. Model that reading as something people who love learning do naturally. Fourth, create a cozy reading space that feels magical. Soft pillows, good light, maybe some stuffed animals or special blankets. Make reading feel like a treat, not a test. Fifth, celebrate questions over answers. When they ask why or how or what if, light up with joy. Show them that curiosity is the most valuable skill they can develop. And here's something really important. Building conceptual knowledge and vocabulary through joyful, meaningful experiences is far more effective than rote skill drills. When you talk about their interests, when you explore the world together, when you answer their endless questions with patience and enthusiasm, you're building the foundation that makes reading comprehension possible. Knowledge is the primary driver of comprehension. The more children know about the world, the better they understand what they read. So every conversation, every exploration, every answered question is building their reading ability, even when no book is open. The evidence is so clear, my friend. When parents respond to emerging readers with patience, choice, and connection to children's genuine interests rather than pressure, they create the foundation for lifelong literary appreciation and intellectual growth. Your child's reading level right now, it's just a snapshot of this moment. It's not a prediction of their future. It's not a measure of their intelligence or potential. It's simply where they are on their unique learning journey. What matters infinitely more is whether they're developing a love of learning, a curiosity about the world, a sense that books can be friends and guides and sources of wonder. And you know what? You're already doing this beautifully. The fact that you're here, seeking to understand, wanting to support your child in the best way possible, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. We believe that when we honor children's developmental readiness, their interests, and their need for joyful discovery, they blossom into exactly who they're meant to be. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, snuggle up with your child and explore the giggling gallery of forgotten questions together. Let them ask all their questions. Celebrate their curiosity. Show them that their wondering mind is the most precious gift they possess. And watch what happens when reading becomes about wonder instead of levels, about discovery instead of performance, about joy instead of pressure. You've got this, wonderful parent. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, believing in you and your amazing child. With love and starlight, Inara.